penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KKCI.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KYNU.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, A number one is down, back to the dreaded long weekend there. How do we do today?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just kind of trying to get through today and finish out and muddle through the nonsense. How was your day?
Yes, I was thinking of you today there. I know you said you were short-handed. Your partner was sick tonight. Wondering how things were, but glad at least you got one down there and three to go. But average was pretty good here. I went out for a little bit, Mom and I. We went to the store real quick. We picked up a couple of things that were forgotten in the Kroger list yesterday. But other than that, we tried some radio today, tried to make some contacts. No luck, but that's all right. There's always another day. But looking forward to the Nets tonight.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys had a good, productive day, and hopefully tonight's net will go well. It'll be a good net. Tom O is going to be the net control operator tonight, so it's in his capable hands, and looking forward to it.
Hey, that sounds good. Well, we'll certainly best wishes on a good net, and I'm sure he'll do a good job there tonight. I'm glad. And it was good, like I said, yesterday, and glad you got to go to training. Good to meet Mike there yesterday also, and finally meet up face-to-face there contact. So. Yeah, that sounds great. Looking forward to the net tonight.
Yeah, me too. We've got some guys that are stepping up to volunteer to do net control in various positions and things, and so it's pretty cool to see. And we got a couple other guys that are kind of waiting in the wings here to get their feet wet and stuff up, so a lot of good stuff happening, and we're aiming for the right things, and we're getting towards the set here in October. So we got some things planned. So.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yes, the set was. Some of the discussion last night on the Wayne County net too, and talked about NTS traffic and a couple other things there, wind link and so forth. So I think the class was beneficial for you guys yesterday, and again a lot of modes of communication, a lot of testing there, and again it's just good to see people stepping up and. Getting involved there. Happy to see that. Happy to hear about it.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good feeling. It really is. And it's pretty cool to see when things kind of the rubber hits the road and guys are starting to be like, yeah, you know what, I could do that, or I can take that spot, or help out here and there. It makes it feel good, I'm happy. It's going well. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to our growth there. Got some postcards that have been going out. Tim's been getting some postcards, Tim and John. So they've been kind of in the recruiting end of things and reached out to New Hampshire and the county and getting them interested in ARPSC, and mentioned it to our peers there in Oakland County, and they like the idea, and hopefully maybe it'll catch on over there and try to get some more ham radio operators.
Yeah, that sounds great. In fact, I looked at the app and I was noticing the guys were sending out postcards, and again, to reach out there, letting New Hams know, hey, we're out here, and here's a position, or an opportunity, and I think that's pretty good there. I know that they put out again last night. I think Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club is doing classes for technician and general. Licensing, and then also I think doing it fast. So again, there's a lot of good activity coming out in Southeast Michigan, and Polk County, and in general here specifically.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, good thing for the hobby, and good thing for ARPSC, and getting the group going. Got some things planned here for the set. Not going to disclose it here on the radio, but we'll let you guys know here when the time comes and give you a sneak peek when I get a moment. But a lot of good things planned there in our back pocket.
Yes, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it indeed. Definitely signed up there. Got your email there. Got signed up for it. And again, looking forward to the stuff coming up. And I think it'll be a good event. We've had two good successful ones. Looking forward to this one. NHWC.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm hoping to get scored out there a little bit higher this time, and if not, that's right. It's a good learning opportunity for the guys as far as digital capacity and different things going on there. Getting the different aspects of the set. That it's just a real good opportunity to learn and figure out where our weaknesses are, where our strengths are at, and kind of go from there.
Yes, I agree. Better to find it out now and practice and exercises and really get caught in a scenario if the real thing happens there. So, practice, I'd rather there not be a real scenario. I'd rather practice, say we never had a real scenario. But, if it does, we're better off for it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you practice as if you're going to do it because, practice meets, maybe not perfect, but practice meets habit, and habit then leads to hopefully a successful deployment.
Yes, absolutely. And definitely got a good... experience in even the Dream Cruise. I think that was a good scenario. It's a control scenario. It went well, and just an event. We were there, and a group of people. I mean, our group was there, and going forward from that point.
In Elkton County, they're still talking about us, helping out and getting involved with the crews there. And it was good. It was really good. It was a good experience for the guys. Got our feet wet and hopefully bring some excitement to the group and get things going. I'm gonna try to push the set here a little bit. Get some more sign-ups and just keep practicing, keep working on it, getting these training opportunities, these deployment opportunities as much as we can. Looking forward to, sitting down and talking with Brandon here next week and hopefully going to get some ideas from him and share our ideas and bring some good stuff back to the meeting.
Yes, I agree. Definitely, again, to touch base and see where everybody's at, make sure we're on the same page, and just defeated or see what the expectations are. So, I that line of communication, we're communicators. That's what needs to be done, and with the higher ups, definitely get to know what the county is expecting and what they know what we're looking for. So all in all, beneficial.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. I'm excited about this, and So we'll see what happens. Hopefully the first weekend of March we'll get the site information and we'll get things kind of rolling as far as our side of things and figure out what needs to be done. And we'll keep training and keep pushing for success and get these guys excited, ready for the set.
Exactly. Yeah, Freddie, Ben Hike, so to speak, definitely, and go forward in that way. So, well, I think, I think there's some good training events, good to stay active, good to the topics of the net, good to the meetings, from what I've heard, and even, with the Zoom meetings. So, all in all, progress. Little by little, but progress going forward there.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta keep active. I think that's the big thing. Gotta keep active and keep training, and eventually, more and more will show interest. Hopefully, and we'll get some more people involved, and it'll grow from here. And it'll be good. It'll be exciting. It is exciting, but it'll be more exciting. My goal is eventually to pack the meeting room and maybe have to get a bigger room. But right now, let's keep plugging along with what we got, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, Roger that. Indeed. And I think it's neat. Everyone's stepping up. I think that, there are guys that are, like you were saying earlier, hey, I could do that, or I'll volunteer for that, and just letting them run with it. I think that's kind of cool to see, and dependability, I think, is favorable, and people have a good desire, and I think it's a good working together, and a lot of different experiences, a lot of backgrounds coming together in this. So, all in all, I'm really pleased to see for this group and really for the area here.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. It is, and I like hearing everybody's ideas. I love when people volunteer to do something, they've got an idea, and I like when they run with it because, it's ownership, and it's not just my team, it's not just my success, it's our success, it's our team, it's the county, and we're better, the county's better when we work as a team, and we are better when we work as a team, and everybody's got a specialty that they're good at, and that's why I think we work so well together as a group. Is everybody's got something to contribute, and we work together, and we're willing to work on things, and it may things may not work, and we go back to the drawing board and go back at it again and try something different. But, it's awesome to see, and awesome to see the teamwork and the excitement. And I love it. It's really cool. And it's good for the communities. We're here to serve our communities and, to be there in time of need. And I love it. I think it's great.
I agree. I think you said it best right there. It's great to see going forward. So just keep plugging along there. I think it's been a good summer. I don't think Skywarn is over yet, although I probably the worst of it is over, but You know, you never know. You get storms in, you know, September, October, November. But that element has went well this summer. And so again, there's, you know, various factors are working really well.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm going to run in here real quick and get changed and relax. I've got the net here a little bit. Like I said, Tom's running things, so it's going to be a good net. I'm excited about that, and a lot of good stuff coming up here. But appreciate you coming along. Appreciate the good conversation on the way north. Just a side note, tomorrow I'm working until 10 p.m. For some extra cash and a little bit of OT. So just to give you a heads up on that. But other than that, hopefully you guys have a good night.
Okay, yeah, you better get some extra rest there. That's for certain. But thanks for letting me know there. We'll try to be monitoring about that time. But yeah, it was good talking with you. Thanks for the ride along. Got a lot of good conversation. And it's good seeing you there yesterday as well. But anyway, go on in and relax and have some dinner and enjoy the net. And we look forward to it as well. And tell everyone at home hello for us. 73 is an 88. You and the family, you have a great evening. NEWCB is clear. On your front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom I said hi. 73's and 88's to your Mom. This is K8YNU, Claire.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Dean, you're sounding good in the 7.2.
Thank you very much for the response. I appreciate it. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, standing by for the net.
Understood. We'll hear you then. NAWRO, Tim in Richmond, clear for now.
NAVDZ monitoring. N8HLY, this is N8VDZ.
N8VDZ, NHLY.
Hey, Tom, hope you're doing well. Hey, when Dave and I, what we've been doing for the last couple of months, and I don't know why I didn't bring this up before, I didn't think about it.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.